This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 12th. God's word to you today is Freedom Road. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 42, verses 5 to 6, and it says, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. The three good sides of doubt are: doubt drives us to God, doubt forces us to wrestle with life's difficult questions, and doubt has the potential of deepening our faith. Doubt can deepen your faith. I remember years ago when my pastor told me to go start a church. I said, I know myself and I know the things I'm still struggling with. I'm not ready. Secondly, I'm not sure even God likes me like that. I had my doubts. Then my pastor insisted we go and start the church, and they did not give us any money. My doubts hit the roof. How? Where would the resources we need come from? I remember that day. I was in my house on my face before God, praying about it. And all God said to me was, move forward, Femi. Of all the things you can say, all you're saying is move forward. Is it not in the Bible that you turn the hearts of the kings? I wanted God to tell me that he would change my pastor's mind and he would give us the money to start the church because they had a lot of money. But God said, move forward. There is a principle in this that I do not want you to miss. The principle is, God will never give you any more light than your willingness to respond to the light he has already given you. When God tells you to take a step, if you do not move, you will not see the miracle. If you're waiting for everything to be perfect before you take the step, you will not see the miracle. Just take the step. But when you take the step, you experience a deeper level, the depths of God. When you take the step, you experience freedom, total liberty in God. Doubt is a transition. Doubt usually shows us that we are human. Doubt and the things that bring doubt break us. If handled properly, it leads to surrender. When you surrender to God, it leads to trust. The more you trust God, the freer you become. Trust leads to freedom. When you trust God, you do not worry about many things. In fact, worry proves that you do not trust God. The more you trust God, the freer you become. Doubt leads to surrender. Surrender leads to trust. Trust leads to freedom. Let us pray. Father, I surrender the doubts in my heart to you. I choose to trust you completely and to be totally free of doubt. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.